Monroe County is launching a program that criminal justice officials say will help people with drug addictions get treatment instead of going to jail. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley says the new program, called Project Hope, is different than other court-mandated drug programs.
Those who are eligible for Project Hope won't even see the inside of a courtroom, so their charges ultimately will never be filed with the court and never be prosecuted.
Instead, officers can help people accused of low-level drug offenses get into an addiction treatment program. If they make good progress, the charges disappear, Dorley says. Some officers have already started recommending the program to people on the street, though the DA's office has a long list of restrictions on who's eligible. The case can't involve any kind of drug sale, no allegations of domestic violence, no prior felony convictions, no misdemeanor history involving violence. The client can't be on probation or parole, can't have a bench warrant history, can't have any other pending charges, and must be reachable by phone or text. Tim Donaher is the Monroe County Public Defender. He says that list might sound like it would leave only a tiny sliver of people who qualify for Project Hope, but that's actually not the case.
It's not as small as you think, and some of those restrictions are in order to balance public safety concerns, but also practical concerns.
Donaher usually finds himself opposite District Attorney Dorley in the criminal justice system, but in this case, he says they're on the same side, mostly.
I'd like to see maybe a loosening of the restrictions, but as we're just getting it off the ground now, I just can't say enough about the DA's office and the sheriff and the chief of police's willingness to consider an alternative to arrest program. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Dorley says she's expecting 200 to 300 people to be eligible for Project Hope in the first year. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.